Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena Kirsten.
Good morning.
How are you? Oh, jinx.
Jinx.
I'm really good. Really good.
Lovely. The sun is shining. We're about to chat grill.
Yeah, we're doing sort of a dark, stormy music in a sunny day, but it's you know, it'll get you going, get the blood pumping.
It sure does. Either way, it almost gets a bit of an adrenaline reaction, personally.
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, so we're doing UK drill, which, you know, it gets me into really complex discussions about genre, because it was originally a Chicago music, Chicago mm-hmm. drill, and then London had its own music, grime and garage, and so, oh my gosh, you can do endless, you know, comparisons. But I do think you can hear what it is really distinctly without me having to describe, you know, how many BPMs and the 808 bass lines and, you know, getting into that sort of intellectual that it is different. It's very London. And I heard a really interesting thing that they're saying in the beginning, there was only one tutorial on YouTube on how to do it. This is in the mid-2010s.
Yeah.
And then one guy talked about he had to just go around to the other producers to learn stuff. But what that meant was it kind of codified into its own sound. Mm-hmm. So apparently some people accused it of being samey, but what it meant is that a London sound developed as opposed to the Chicago sound, so that sort of insularness kind of made it, you know, become its own thing. Because there's then a New York drill scene and a Baltimore drill scene. But yeah, I thought that was a really interesting story of how it became its own thing. But you'll also hear very much London accents, mm-hmm. London jargon, which has got its own mixture of, you know, the various peoples that live there, Jamaican slang, apparently even Arabic slang we'll hear. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'll say more things as we go along.
Very good. What track should we kick it off with, do you reckon?
Let's do Stormzy.
Oh, a classic.
Hell yeah. I actually was lucky enough to see this live at Laneway last
really?
Year before.
Yeah. And I wasn't, you know, Stormzy wasn't someone on the lineup who I was particularly excited for, but he's a great performer. And this song in particular is just awesome, eh?
Amazing.
Let's have a listen to Vossy Bop by Stormzy.
Murky, key. Lie. My brothers don't die, we just rusty bop. I tell your girl to link me at the coffee shop. Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots. Then I finish with a facial just to top it off, ayy. My brothers don't die, we just rusty bop. I tell your girl to link me at the coffee shop. Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots. Then I finish with a facial just to top it off, ayy. You ain't got a clue, let's be honest. I had a couple seasons, made a forest. I put in the work and take the profit. Looking at my girl like what a goddess.
Thank God.
Rule number two, don't make the promise. If you can't keep the deal, then just be honest.
Just be honest.
I can never die, I'm Chuck Norris.
Bleep!
Okay, good, yep.
Over the F-bombs. But I do think it's funny how songs like this can go from quite, like, there's an element of humor to it, Millie and I were saying, but then there's quite political stuff as well. Like he says, F the government and F Boris.
Yeah, so it's a really political song, and which is weird because the music, the police felt it incited violence.
Wow.
And so they were like trying to take it off the internet, mm-hmm. and this was linked to knife crime, if people wanted to know what types of violence. In fact, he would even wear, you know, like a fancy, you know, knife proof vests designed by Banksy. When in reality, it's more the anti-government thing, you know, so that's sort of interesting. But yeah, so that there's been a big sort of backlash against it, which people think is ridiculous, you know, instead of like dealing with the problems that create violence, they're going to blame it on the music. So, you know, it is people talking about, you know, things that happen in their mm-hmm. neighborhood and in their families and with, you know, racism in the UK. I just wanted to say, while I have him down here, that his full name is Michael Ebenezer Quadcho Omari Uwo Jr. I just thought the Ebenezer part was really funny.
Sure is. Really interesting that, you know, I'm guessing all those drill from over in America discuss quite different issues.
Because there's gun violence, and in the UK it's knife violence. But Stormzy's so interesting. He's just gotten full on involved, and you know, to see an artist. He started with grime, and he shifted into this. But so, using his stuff for politics. He's pro Palestine. Mm-hmm. He's pro the Labour government. He started a bunch of charities, and he's even started a publishing company to make books for, you know, young black kids in the UK. Like, such an amazing journey in use of his, you know, money and talent and connections. Now, the other thing I want to say about this track is it also became popular because of a dance that you do, the Vossi Bop. You know, we've seen so much now, the social media thing where people actually, you know, getting really involved with the music themselves and then recreating the songs by dancing to it. This is for anyone over 25. That you learn the dance on a song, although that's been with us, you know, since the days of the twist back in the 1950s, where there's, you know, dances that go with songs. But having the social media thing where you create it made it really big. I had a look at the dance. It seemed way too complicated, you know. I thought it'd be, you know, like the twist or, you know, Gangnam style, like you just learn a little move. No, it looked really confusing. Now, the other thing about this music is the sort of hoodies and face coverings, because it was kind of, I guess, sort of dangerous. So a lot of the dances, you know, there's the certain outfits that people are wearing, tracksuits. And it has emerged from being a music, UK grime, to becoming a fashion, a slang, and a youth culture, which, you know, happens with some genre, but not all genre, to become such a big thing. And we're still talking mostly 10 years. We're not talking a really long time.
Yeah, it's quite a short times period. I wonder what part social media had to play in that.
Well, yeah, and I think that social media having that interaction element that you can then, you know, upload your things. And I read another thing that was just talking about the underground ecosystem. I thought that was such a good wording. To have something that really does legitimately start underground, right? Which, again, I feel like we don't always get these days, because everything's so sort of manipulated and organized. I guess I've been looking at K-pop, I've got to present a paper in a couple of weeks. So, to have something really start in an underground space with just, I'm going to say kids, but, you know, with just young people picking up on something, recording it, mixtapes, internet, SoundCloud, you know, it just really started from the ground up, and then it becomes this big, huge thing, you know?
Totally. What track should we listen to next, Kirsten?
Okay, let's listen to AJ Tracy and Dave.
Okay, this is Thiago Silva.
From the book called XAJ, man mystic with a pen like JK. True say I ain't really a drinker, but I got love for brandy like Ray J. Champagne popper, 44 chopper in a black night bomber. Heartbeat stopper, half RMC dropper, 45 whapper, leave you in the states like Kaka. AJ from the look X Santan, man's got style and a rhythm like Gangnam. Two young brothers trying to eat off of music, but we used to eat off of pebs in the sandbags. Now we get money, music money, money that could put a girlfriend in a handbag. White teeth, Balenciagas, man bag, left winger with a long stick like a granddad. AJ Tizzy from THE Lizzie, and I'm all out for the Lizzie. I don't want to look like you, you're broke, and I've been telling broke brothers move like Grizzy. Still brandy, but the hand ting fizzy. Probs being bin if a man weren't busy. I'm a mic king, I'm a king on a mic, and I'll spin brothers till the whole scene gets dizzy. Walking the rave, smile on my face, drinking my cup, hand in my jeans, man talk tough, man look up.
There's some really hilarious lyrics, Millie, and I've just been looking at them all through, talking about the outfits as well. He says, white tee, Balenciaga's man bag.
You gotta have the man bag to complete the look. Mention of the rave in there. Very interesting.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Thiago is actually a Brazilian footballer. I'm not a football person, so I hadn't recognized it. And I just wanted to mention a few things. Yeah, so they started in SoundCloud, EPs, mixtapes, pirate radio, you know, I mean, BFM sort of, you know, has always been really supportive of that stuff. But one of the guys, AJ Tracy, his mother was a jungle DJ. I just thought that was a brilliant story. And then the other guy, Dave, really serious, you know, childhood stuff. His father was deported back to Nigeria. He's got two brothers in prison. But then this song goes to 1 billion streams on Spotify.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I just, these numbers are beyond. And then Dave also in 2020 worked on a documentary with Richard Attenborough and the other music with Hans Zimmer for that documentary. So, I mean, to go from being a, you know, sort of a person just talking about life on the street, right? And then to working with Hans Zimmer, who's one of my favorites, you know, on a documentary with Richard Attenborough. It's like, wow, what a journey that this sort of underground culture can take. And you hear him talk about it, you know, the music money, he talked about it in that song.
Oh, very interesting. I feel I have a newfound appreciation and understanding. I mean, I've always found it a really interesting type of music. It's not particularly what I'd choose to put on to listen to in my headphones, but I feel like a lot of people have a real visceral reaction to this kind of music, and I don't hate it.
The accents to me just really stand out. And so that's why you can't really hear what it is. The other thing I wanted to mention before we run out of time is that, you know, why are there black people in the UK? You know, so the UK had its own slave trade, finished early, but it also was a big stopping point for the American transatlantic slave trade. Mm-hmm. Huge, horrible sort of ports in Liverpool and stuff. I've actually been there. But also, black people have been there since the Roman times, apparently. Like, they've been there the whole time. But after World War I, they brought Africans, Nigeria and Ghana, to UK to help rebuild the country and to fight in the war. Mm. So, you know, these people were brought there. It's not like, you know what I mean? There's a lot of stuff about immigration and stuff people will talk about. But the country was, you know, and we see the same in the United States. And here, labor shortages and low birth rate, and they bring people in, and everyone goes, "What are you doing here?" And they're like, "They were brought in." You know, so the whole sort of racial complexities, and you know, so that's why you can hear sort of the songs, you know, talking about stuff and sort of serious stuff.
I just love the beats. They get me, man. They're so big. Right.
Yeah.
We've got time one more song. This is Vision by Karma K. Tell us a little bit about this one.
I could find almost nothing of Karma K. It was really hard to find. And I think he's Dutch, because people underneath are going, "I can't understand what he's saying." Because, you know, it's hard to even understand the UK ones. But he calls what he does UK drill. So it's become a thing that you don't have to be from the UK to do UK drill, if that makes sense. So this is a Dutch artist doing UK drill. And I just love his song Vision from 2020.
Awesome. Wow. Just goes to show the reach of the genre. Thank you very much, Kirsten, for joining us for another great Traveling Tunes. Have an awesome weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, pop, pop.
Winnen de team, dus we zoeken naar pills. Niemand die hoeft te weten wat ik kan. Je duivelse duo belandt in de kraan. Vertel je fans waar ik ben als een man. Je weet we verrichten schade net Hans. Eerlijk gezegd ben ik boos op God, want de hel kwam toen hij mijn brada van me nam. Je kan ons niet blamen, we zoeken naar chance. Jij bent alleen op mijn blok voor de pans. 38 lil als kleine, of zwaai met die lange als Frans. Bad B is van de andere kant. In de trap, ik zoek een andere klan. Shit. Mama, die is een sneak, dus dit allemaal was tank voor tank. Je komt op mijn blok om vervolgens te dashen. Jammer, verzin een andere plan. Ben je RB on a 125. Bill op een spliff op RS Alive. Not gonna lie, I'm happy that you died. Die whip is my wife and die knife is my side. Broski.
dass noch eentje werd on the other side. Loki is traumatized, trust me, dit wordt a homicide. Niemand is op je blok, als ik ben mijn bro verkleid. Er is chill niet met God, weet wat je zegt, je speelt met je life. Hoe doe je get back, bitch, ik wacht nog steeds wat je rijdt. Billy van de O6, leave me alone, don't hit up my line. Ik ben one of a kind, when you work, come try. Don't think twice, listen, bloed op mijn kitchen knife. Win de omlaag, boom, bye, drive by. Geen gevoelens als ik ben in de ride. Net als Melly, heb een M on my mind. Blue ski, back your weapon, don't fight. Mijn flow cold, net als je met ice.
That was Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.